Albany's Riverport has emerged as a major hub for barge and rail shipments of crude oil. A series of incidents involving rail cars moving crude oil internationally has prompted concerns about spills and fires from some residents and environmental groups. A weekend spill underscores those concerns. Pete Constantakes is a spokesperson for the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation.
Sunday afternoon, D.C. was alerted to a spill at the Port of Albany and sent a spill responder to the scene to check out the situation. An estimated 100 gallons of crude oil had been released from a stationary rail car. The majority of the material sprayed into an asphalt secondary containment area, so it did not affect the grounds or the river.
Albany First Ward Common Council member Dorcia Pleers thinks similar incidents have happened more often than officials have admitted to.
We cannot continue to play Russian roulette with our residents that have to stop. We cannot continue to play Russian roulette with our river that has to stop.
Appleer says she doesn't appreciate the downplaying on the part of global partners regarding the incident. Albany County Executive Dan McCoy doesn't like the way Global communicated the spill to authorities.
They're not telling us if it was a DOT 111 or what type of train it was. They never called the Albany Fire Department. They never activated the 911 system. And I can tell you, being a former firefighter that was stationed at that house, that responded to the port, we would go down there for the littlest things.
McCoy is bothered by a port official's stance, as reported by the Times Union, that the spill was so small that city firefighters did not need to respond. McCoy has been critical of Global's local operations and expansion plans. In March, his administration issued a moratorium on expansion at the port until all health and safety impacts are evaluated. McCoy doubts explanations offered by Global and port officials.
Something went wrong. To me, it's another cover-up of Global. They're not trying to be a good partner. They should have called the Sheriff's Department. They should have called the County Executive's Office. We should have went down there and made sure there was nothing wrong.
The Times Union quotes Albany County Sheriff Craig Apple calling it unbelievable that his office, which oversees emergency management for the county, was not alerted to the spill. The newspaper reports a Canadian Pacific Railroad spokesman explaining the incident did not involve a moving train and that only a small amount, 5 gallons or less, spilled onto the railroad's property. The DEC does not expect any long-term repercussions from the spill. Dorcia Pleers says the danger to the local community is apparent.
Until we get to a point where we can acknowledge what's happening, acknowledge the risk that it poses to our city, whether it's residents or some of our vital resources like our Hudson River, we will continue to have problems. These are all, in my opinion, warning signs. And at some point, we need to act because the next time, it may not be, quote unquote, a small spill or, quote unquote, blocks away from the river.
Global Partners LLC did not return a call for comment. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.